This sermon was downloaded from spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Let's rise to our feet and welcome the president of the Sword of Spirit Ministry and also the president of the Pentecostal Fellowship of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, Bishop Francis. Last time I saw him minister, I must tell him, in White Agbada, I'm telling you, there were serious miracles in that place. When I saw him, I was very happy. Serious miracles happen. So this is prophetic.
Jesus.
Clap very, very, very well. Celebrate the King. The King is in our midst. The Lord of hosts is in our midst. He will rejoice over us with singing. The Lord our God in the midst of us is mighty. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him worship. Give Him adoration. He deserves all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration. Blessed be His name. In Jesus' mighty name we worship. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, church. How are you today? Go. Somebody say, I'm blessed. Say with an attitude. And the Lord will increase you more and more. You and your children. This year shall be fabulously glorious for you. Now, the meeting of tonight, I celebrate the men of God that have ministered, and I celebrate the men of God that will be ministered. Please give the Lord a hand for them. Celebrate. Pastor Andrew and Zakir. But tonight, I'm standing in my primary office as a prophet. And some of the declaration that I'll be making, I've checked one major of it with our pastor. Because you see, we check it up. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. I called him. I said, man of God, we're getting ready for the Lord said this to me prophetically, and I want to zero in on it when I come. Check it up. If it's not right with your spirit, let me know. See, there's ministerial ethics. When I'm here, yes, I'm president of the Soul of the Spirit Ministry, but this is not the Soul of the Spirit Ministry. I'm national president, Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria. But this is not Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria. When I stand here, I'm under authority. I'm under the authority of the angel of this church. Please give him a big hand. Give me a big hand. Give me a big hand. And you see, he's been doing a very, very great work. I don't need to tell you that. You are a proof of his apostolic ministry. You are. But I want you to help me thank him. He has given me such solid support since, if I will quote him, since I engrafted him into the PFN. Yes. You see, I know how busy he is. I know. But he has made himself available Pastor, thank you. The Lord will stand by you and strengthen you and increase you more and more in the mighty name of Jesus. He has always been there. And Pastor Poju is very profound and very wise. I value his wise counsel. In the multitude of counseling, there is safety. I consult him and I thank God. Some of your lieutenants are here, so they are hearing me. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad. I wore this on purpose. Are you there? Because we are celebrating the 10th anniversary, the 10th year of WAPEC. Come on, give the Lord a shout. And listen to this. The Lord told me that 2023 will be fabulously glorious. Wait. For every child of God that works in obedience. It's not an open-ended prophecy. He was in a place of prayer, seeking the face of the Lord, doing what Pastor Poju taught us to do. He taught us to do a little shambala here, a little shambala there. You know. And then the Lord spoke to me that you shouldn't listen to the prophets of doom who are telling you Nigeria will break. Nigeria will not break. Election will cause katakata. It will not cause katakata. God's investment in Nigeria is too heavy for God to let it go to waste. Nigeria will rise and break forth. There will be pleasant surprises. And he now said, tell my church that 2023 will be fabulously glorious, not just glorious, fabulous, beyond imagination for every child of God that works in obedience. And so when God gives a word like that, my responsibility is to find out what is my duty. Because if I play my role, God is faithful. So every child of God, warn your friend, your colleague. You see, disobedience, rebellion is the nature of the devil. Obedience is the nature of Christ. Jesus Christ didn't come into the world to die for our sins. Don't quote me out of context. Just listen. That was one of the primary reasons that he came. He came to obey his Father. The agenda of his Father was for him to go to the cross and die for our sins. If that was not the agenda of the Father, he had no business with it. Sacrifices and offering that was not, but a body that has prepared me. Lo, I have come to do thy will, O God. That's why he came. And he knew it was going to cost him his life. If you look at Philippians chapter 2, if you read from verse 5, I will ask you to sit. Just give me a minute. First one, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let it be in you. What was the mind? Who being the form of God? Thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Equality with God was not robbery for him. It was the norm. It's just like you are telling me I'm a man. Look at me that way, I'm a man. I sound like one. I talk like one. I'm married to a woman. I'm one. I have children. This is my last born. It's a proof that I'm a man. Being a man is not anything extraordinary. It's normal. So that Jesus Christ is God is normal. Look at this. Look at the next verse. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. He took seven steps downward. This is what Bible scholars call the kenosis of Christ. He self-emptied himself, okay? And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Obedience, the hallmark of Christ, as opposed to disobedience, rebellion. I want to do it my own way, the way of the devil. Obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, not ordinary death. You see the artist painting Jesus on the cross, they wrapped some clothes around him. They crucified him naked in the open marketplace, because part of the punishment of crucifixion is the humiliation of being stripped naked. Look at this. Wherefore, as a result of what he did, as a result of submitting himself in total obedience to the Father, even though it was going to cost him death on the cross, therefore, God also, that's God paying him back for his obedience, has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every should bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. And look at that, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wave your hand and sing that song. He is Lord, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You alone.
Amen.
He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Hallelujah. Everything shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is. Sing it one more time. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen.
He has risen from the dead,
and He
is Lord.
Oh,
every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Lift your two hands to the Lord. Say, Father, following the example of Jesus Christ, my Lord, I dedicate my life to you, my whole life, my whole being, everything I am, everything I have, everything I will ever be, my past, my present, my future, I dedicate to you in total obedience to walk with the mind of Christ. Father, accept my dedication and make this year fabulously glorious for me in every way. Thank you, Father. I know you are faithful. I pray in Jesus' name. The Lord accept your dedication. The Lord fulfill His prophetic word to you. And make this year glorious in every way. You will be lifted like never before. Your joy will multiply like never before. The Lord shall increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your dreams will manifest this year in the mighty name of Jesus. All the desires of your heart, God will grant. And because He's able to do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or think. This year will be full of blessings and surprises for you. It begins now. 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 I declare by the authority of the word of the Lord, you will not die this year. You will not disappear. You will not vanish. In case the enemy have planned untimely death for you, every appointment with death this year is canceled by the authority of heaven. In the name of Jesus, it should be glorious for you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody shout a big amen. Alright, give the Lord a big hand, please. You may be seated. I don't want to keep you waiting for too long, standing for too long. In the book of Isaiah chapter 9, I'm going to read verse 3. And if you can give it to me in the NLT, I will appreciate that. New Living Translation. Get ready for great celebrations this year. God sent me to you. You see, anytime I'm going for a meeting and the Lord begin to speak to me what to wear, I know something is happening. And he spoke to me to come like this, to signal the beginning of great celebrations in your life. Hear you, Israel, believe the Lord your God, so shall he be established. Believe his prophet, so shall he prosper. Pastor Kwoju, a lot of people are in the church, they are established because they believe the Lord their God. But they are not prospering because they do not believe the prophet, the instrument of their prosperity. I declare to you by the Spirit of the Lord, you will move from celebration to celebrations this year. Before you finish with one, another one will hit you. Now, look at Isaiah chapter 9 verse 3, please. NLT, okay? You will enlarge the nation of Israel. The nation of covenant. Covenant nation. Pastor. Covenant nation. Enlargement to the right, to the left, ahead, behind. Enlargement is coming. Let everyone hear your amen. Amen. And his people will rejoice. Covenant nation, you will rejoice. You will rejoice. You will rejoice. This year, I declare this walk over your life. Covenant nation, you will rejoice. They will rejoice before you as people rejoice at harvest, because there shall be great harvest. All your years of sowing and sowing, sowing in tears, sowing in tears, sowing in prayer, sowing in fasting, sowing in tithing, sowing in giving, I declare it is harvest time. You will reap and you will rejoice. And like warriors dividing the plunder, plunder. Get ready. God will give you the plunder of your enemies. The wealth of this nation is coming to you. If you are going to be a partaker of it, shout a big amen. So I'm glad to be here celebrating the 10th year of WAPEC and celebrating with our senior pastor, Pastor Kwoju. When I saw him in the green room this evening, I like his dress. I said, Pastor, I'm sure you like my own too. So I said, do one for me like you are wearing. He laughed. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go into the word of the Lord. Please open your Bibles with me to the book of Genesis chapter 18. And I begin from verse 17, please. I celebrate Pastor Andy Osakwe. More grace to you. I overheard you booming like a lion. More grace in Jesus' name. Pastor Yemi Davis, thank you very much. You are in the spirit. You are wearing my color. You are blessed. Pastor Lori Benson Idauza II. Please, can we celebrate Pastor Mrs. Benson Idauza II? Thank you, thank you. Pastor Toyin Oyemade, our first lady. Please celebrate our first lady. More grace in Jesus' name. And my son Dusi Oyeka. This is the first time I'm going to see you this year. That's why I was shaking my head to make sure I get your name right. I hope I got it right. Okay. All right. Genesis chapter 18. And let's read from verse 17. I'll pick a few scriptures from there. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Lord, let your word come with the force of endless life. Let your word come with grace, with power. Let your word hit its target. For the rain that's from heaven and what does the earth make it to bring forth unto board, so shall my word be that proceed out of your mouth. Let your word proceed. Let your people be blessed. And let your people rejoice. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Anytime God wants to make somebody great, he will begin to reveal to you what he has done or what he is doing, motivating you to connect to what he is doing so you get it done. Because it is only what God does that is done. It's only what God blesses that is blessed. So when God reveals to you what he's done and pushes you to go doing it, he just stands behind you, making you to walk in a pathway that he has created, making you to take credit for what he has done so he can receive glory. I mentioned the fact that Jesus Christ came to do the will of the Father and he died on the cross. That didn't happen 2,000 years ago. No. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. It had been done. And God released him in due time to come and manifest to the world what God had done. And when people connect with what God has done, greatness is the result. People will not even understand why you are succeeding. They won't understand why you are getting it. And that's why it's important for us, children of God, to spend quality time with our Father. So we'll be able to pick what is in his heart. We'll be able to pick what's in his mind. We'll be able to pick his agenda and connect ourselves. Look at this. God said, shall I hide from Abraham? I want to make this man great. The way to make him great is to make him to see what I have done and push him to get it done in my behalf, saying he shall surely become a great and mighty nation. Lift your hands to heaven. Make this confession of faith. Say, in the name of Jesus, I shall surely become a great and mighty nation. Let it come out of your mouth. Say, in the name of Jesus, I shall surely become a great and mighty nation. Somebody say amen. At this time, Abraham was not a father. No. Ishmael had not been born. Isaac had not been born. But we serve a God who declares the end from the beginning. So none of you should be afraid of 2023. No. God had walked through 2023. And he stands at the end of 2023 and he beckons, say, come on my child, come on my daughter, I've walked through it, it's safe for you, take every step. I'm at the end of it to receive you and to welcome you at a higher level. You will make it great in 2023. Don't live in fear, the just shall live by faith. For 2023, the matter is settled. Greatness is settled. Breakthrough is settled. Lifting is settled. Promotion is settled. Wealth is settled. Glory is settled. For me. For whom? Say it. Don't apologize. Don't apologize. God is revealing his cancer. Don't walk in fear. Even Nigeria, don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. Nigeria goes scatter. No. It is the people that want Nigeria to scatter that God will scatter. Can I hear your amen? Nigeria will rise and move forward. Don't let any prophet of doom deceive you. So God began to reveal his purpose. And if you look at the life of Abraham, God was guided. I will pick just one example. When God told him, Abraham, take your only son Isaac, whom you love, go and sacrifice him on Mount Moriah. God was letting him into the counsel and the plan that he had from eternity past. Abraham didn't understand what it was, but he knew God had spoken. And you don't need to understand God before you obey him. He is God. He doesn't need to explain himself to me. Just speak and help me. I will follow you. And Abraham obeyed instant. When he put his son Isaac on the way to Mount Moriah, and the young guy was carrying the wood. That was a symbol of Jesus Christ carrying the cross to Calvary. God revealed it. Abraham was walking in it. When Jesus Christ came, he said, Abraham, your father saw my day. He saw it. How come God revealed it to him? He didn't understand it, but when God told him what to do, he did it. The future is fabulously glorious to any child of God who is committed to obedience. Don't wait until you understand what he says. You know he has said it. Oh, come on, run with it. All right? When he took the knife to stab and kill his son on Mount Moriah, if you go to Isaiah chapter 53, the Bible says it pleased the Lord to wound him. Wound there is not you just scratch him, to batter him, to butcher him, to shed his blood, because it was in his dying that we will live. The day that Christ died on the cross, death died. Died. Anybody who believes in Christ shall never die. Jesus said, if you open the page of the newspaper one day and you see something on the social media, they say, Bishop Oluke is dead. Don't believe any bit of it. Because at that time, I will be more alive than ever before. More alive. That walking on the street of gold. Believers don't die. We will only be absent from the body to be present with the Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen. Pastor Laurie, you know what? When Papa died, had Bishop Benson Dowser in 1998, March. I knew the day. It was terrible for me. Papa lived such a larger than life that we that were following him, we never thought he could die. Never. Came as a shock. And Papa would come to preach for me twice every year. I miss that. First time I was returning to the Garden of Victory, my headquarter, after Papa died, I said, does it mean that Archbishop Benson Dowser will not pass through this gate again? It was something. When I had an accident in 1996 and I broke my wrist, Papa heard of it. He loaded a whole bus with choir from Church of God Mission and put two cars on the road and came to my house to do a one family service. He asked the choir to sing a song for me and my wife. After the rain, the sun will shine again. I remember that song. And after the song, he picked the Bible and preached. And then prayed. And then he did the benediction. I said, son, I'm going back to Benin. He put the choir back in the bus. He entered the car and drove back to Benin. He came all the way to minister to me. So when he passed on, it was terrible for me. And I grieved. But one night, I'm telling you, believers don't die. One night in my grief, I slept with my tears. And then I saw a vision of heaven. I saw Archbishop Benson Dowser in his flowing robe, conducting, and it was clear the vision was heaven, conducting a mass choir in heaven with joy. And that was the beginning of my healing. The vision vanished, and the Lord said, he's much more alive than when he was on earth. Believers don't die. The death of Jesus Christ killed death for you. The day Christ died on the cross, death died. Oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where's your victory? If you put your hope in Christ and he's become your Lord and your Savior, you will live forever in the glory of heaven, in the presence of God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
If you're not born again, sorry, you are missing that. But there is room for you. You can open your heart and receive Christ and you'll be saved. So God revealed to Abraham what he was doing and made Abraham great. Who is going to be great here? You sure? The Lord will open the eyes of your understanding. He will give you secrets that others don't know. That others don't have. Son, he will give you music in the night. You have had revelation, but revelation is coming in abundance this year. God will give you songs in the night. Prophetic words that will bless the whole world. Everybody say amen. Now, if you now go down a little bit, all right, in that Genesis chapter 18, let's read verse 9. I'm coming into this now. From verse 9, God said this, and he said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent, three men visited Abraham. You know the story. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. Some modern day translation says this time next year. This time next year. Everybody, covenant nation, declare, say this time next year. Okay. Let me begin to complete it for you. I'll leave you to complete the rest. This time next year, you will be alive. This time next year, you will be far greater than you are today. This time next year, you'll be far richer than you are today. This time next year, what had been a dream in the past will become the manifestation. This time next year, you will be great. Fabulously great. Blessed. Fabulously blessed. Rich. Fabulously rich. In the mighty name of Jesus. Who will be alive this time next year? Who will be great this time next year? Who will be greater this time next year? He said, I will return. And Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. This was the prophecy that I shared with Pastor Kwoju. And this is the first big meeting where I was going outside of Chrysler Church, where I was going to announce it to the world. In the place of prayer, getting ready for 2023, the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, and I believe God was letting me into what he's doing. He said, the portals of heaven are open. Just wait a minute. And a great host of anointed children that will play critical roles in my end time agenda are being released to the world through the loins of my sons and through the womb of my daughters. And he said the next 3 years are so critical because they will manifest in large numbers. And the Lord told me, he said, I want you to set the trumpet in your mouth and proclaim and herald the coming of this great host of anointed children, not ordinary children. Just wait. In the category of Prophet Samuel, Samson. In the category of Esther. In the category of Deborah. In the category of John the Baptist. Wow. Somebody say amen. If you go into the scripture in Luke chapter 1 from verse 5, the father of John the Baptist was a priest of the Most High God. You know his name, Zechariah. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah of the course of Abia. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron. And her name was Elizabeth. Look at what the Bible says next, okay? It says, verse 6, please. Alright? Help me. And they were both righteous before God. This is a testimony of the scripture. This is a testimony of the Holy Spirit. Because many times, when 2 plus 2 is not equal, according to our own calculation, in the life of a child of God, we say, oh, it's because he's in a sin. No. They were righteous before God. Scripture testified, verse 6. I'm not done with that. They were righteous before God, walking in all the commandments of the ordinance of the Lord, blameless. Righteous before God and blameless. But look at the next verse. I mean, what a contradiction. Alright? And they had no child. And the scripture didn't parry the issue. It said, because that Elizabeth was barren. Was not Elizabeth was waiting. Elizabeth was barren. God sealed the womb so that what should result from the natural relationship between husband and wife will not result before time. Because a child must open that womb that had a special assignment. And it must not come before due time. And it must not come after due time. If Elizabeth had been barren before the coming of John the Baptist, it wouldn't be John the Baptist. Because he must manifest at a particular time. Because he has a special assignment to prepare the way for the Messiah. And God has planned everything, all of his agenda. So God sealed the womb. The woman was barren until the anointed child is due. Church, hear me. I know this has been broadcast all over, it's been relayed all over the world, all across the globe, all across Nigeria. And many pastors are glued to their internet now and listen to this. The Lord said to me, over the next 3 years, a great host of anointed children who will play critical roles in his end time agenda are being released to the world through the loins of his sons and through the womb of his daughters. And that they will manifest in large number in the next 3 years. May the word of the Lord be fulfilled in your life. Is there an Elizabeth in the house? Cheer up. Believe the Lord your God. Believe his prophet. Catch to the word of prophecy that God has sent. When God sends his word and it is received by faith, there is no devil that can stop it from coming to pass. The word of the Lord will be fulfilled in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. You see, Elizabeth was barren. Now, look at what happened to this couple, this family. Go to verse 11, please. Verse 11. Let's see something there. And they appeared. Oh, go back, please. Verse 10. Elizabeth, verse 10. Okay. Go to verse 7. Maybe I'm missing it there. Okay. They had no child. Elizabeth was barren. Okay. 8th place. 8. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office, the fact that he had no child didn't stop him from serving God faithfully. Please give me the ministry. Run something. Let me prophesy. There is a lady in this house. You're hearing me. You're a dedicated child of God, serving God faithfully. And you have found yourself in the position of Elizabeth. You have no child. You have no biological child of your own. And listen to me. The only child you have didn't come out of your body. You adopted the child. That's to let you know that your maker has sent me to you. I don't know you from either. And you are hearing me very clearly. And you are devoted serving the Lord. And you have got to a point in time, you're already wondering about your age, that you are advancing in age. And gynecologists have told you that from certain age, it will become difficult for you to have a baby. But don't believe the reports of men, believe the reports of God. Listen to me. If he brought a son out of the womb of a virgin who never knew a man, will it be too much for him to bring a son out of the womb of a married man? If he brought Isaac out of the womb of a 90-year-old woman who has stopped seeing a period, is it too much for him to touch you and make you a partaker of this end time prophecy of the host of anointed children that is releasing to the world for special assignment? Now, fill the gap between the young virgin who never knew a man and the old woman who was tired of knowing a man, because when he was told that he was going to have a child, he said, shall I have pleasure? Even my master being old, shall I have pleasure? Is that, do I enjoy the fun of meeting with my husband anymore? I've had more than enough of that. Doesn't mean anything to me anymore. And it is when you have pleasure that leads to pregnancy, that leads to children. Children come out of love, out of love. And she's lost interest in that. Fill the gap in between that and see God walk through it and see yourself in there. You fit in somewhere there, except you are over 90 years old. Okay? Through faith, Sarah received strength to conceive and was delivered of a child. I want you to reach out your faith and see what the Lord will do. And look at this now. The angel appeared and said, Zechariah, your prayers are answered. Please help me tell your neighbor. Tell him, say your prayers are answered. If it is because of one John the Baptist that I'm laboring in the world tonight, it's worth it. If it's because of one Apostle Paul, it's worth it. If it's because of one Peter, it's worth it. If it's because of one Deborah, one Esther, worth it. Please help me tell your neighbor. Tell him, say, your prayers are answered. That's what the angel said. Say, your prayer answered. Your wife shall conceive. Then guys said, angels say, please tell me something else. Tell me something. Angels said unto him, fear not. They cry, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear his son. And I shall call his name John. John. Read the next. I shall have joy and gladness. Somebody say joy. Gladness. Say joy. Gladness. Say joy. Gladness. Say joy. Gladness. You are before the Lord. Your word carries weight. The weight of glory. Say joy. Gladness. Now, your case may not be a child. Don't worry about that. Like, I went to minister in the church in Abuja, and then the pastor approached me before going to the altar. I said, daddy, please. Kneel down. I said, daddy, please. When you get to the platform tonight, don't prophesy about children. He said, when you prophesied last year, God began with me on the altar. And we, you know, and we are so many children. We are twins. We are triplets. You know, that I said, look, prophesy about some other thing. About land, about house, about... Oh, boy. And I told him, I said, apart from the spiritual, salvation, Holy Spirit, baptism, when it comes to human affairs, a child is the greatest gift of God for man. Greatest. The heritage of the Lord, the fruit of the womb, is his reward. You are given another gift of life to look after for God. In the realm of humanity, nothing is higher. All the land of Lagos, if you are the one that owns all the land of Lagos, it does not carry the weight of one child. Jesus made it clear, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? In bringing children to the world, God gives us opportunity to be co-creator of life with him. We create life. So, but, oh, you've had enough, like that pastor. The pastor had a set of twins. He's in Abuja, there are Abuja people here. After having three children, he said, God began with me on the altar. We wanted to stop with three, but a mistake happened. I said, fine, that's a good mistake. Some of you, don't worry, you will make mistakes. Don't worry. So that what God said will come to pass. So he said, Don't prophesy that one again. Don't say that again. But this one, you don't need to beg me. God mandated me to announce what he is doing. Ah! What joy you will have to bring to this world one of the end time prophets of the Mosaic God that will accomplish his end time agenda. Covenant House, let me hear a loud amen. Amen. May thousands of such children emerge from this assembly. Amen. Loud. Amen. Loud. Amen. Loud. Amen. Loud. Amen. May thousands of what people have come barren women, may they rejoice because of tonight. Amen. Loud, loud, loud. May thousands of people that have suffered miscarriage and have been robbed of the privilege of carrying the fruit of their womb. May they rejoice tonight. I'm on an assignment. May thousands of men who doctors have said they have low sperm count and they do not have enough seed to make a woman pregnant, may they rejoice tonight. Amen. Covenant House, let heaven hear your amen. Amen. Let heaven hear a louder amen. The news was too good to be true. He said, angel, say something else. How can that be? Apologies. You're an angel. Maybe because you don't live in the realm of men. Look at my hair. I'm white with age. And my wife is old. And the angel said, your own belief cannot stop the purpose of God. You'll be dumb. For no, I'm Gabriel. I stood before God. He sent me. And you are doubting it. You'll be dumb until the word I speak to you come to pass. And if the words of angels were steadfast, and every disobedience is met with due recompense. For your information, I am not in the class of angels. I'm a redeemed of the Lord. Wait. Not because I'm a prophet. Not because I'm National President PFA. You are not in the class of angels. We, the redeemed, we judge angels. The greater judges the lesser. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who are the heirs of salvation? Your gate man cannot be greater than you. Your security guard cannot be greater than you. That's why it is forbidden of a child of God to worship angels. You dare not worship angels because they are your servant. And if the word of Gabriel came to pass, I stand on this sacred altar. I stand with the fear of God and faith in my heart. I stood before him and he told me, the portals of heaven are open. A great host of anointed children that will play critical roles in the end time agenda are being released to the world. Now I decree, receive your portion. 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 In the name of Jesus. When it's time tonight, you can stand for yourself. You can stand for somebody else. Distance is no barrier to the word of the Lord. Okay? And five categories of you. Those of you, you've been married, male or female, and you are like Zacharias or Elizabeth. Doesn't matter your age. Doesn't matter what the doctor said. The doctors don't have the final word over your life. And don't care what the hormonal problem or the physiological, whatever it is. He made you in the first instance. If any part of you is not functioning correctly, he can remove it and replace it. He has your spare parts. Tell your neighbor, tell him he has your spare part. We're talking about God. What should be taught? Why should it be taught a thing incredible to you that God should raise the dead? We serve a God who quickens the dead, who calls those things that be not as though they were. To men, this may be impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things happen. Somebody declare, say, for with God, all things are possible. Personalize it. For with God, my case is possible. Somebody say amen. Amen. Or category two, you are married, you have 1, 2 children. I've said on this platform before, Covenant Nation, you had me. We I will continue to say it until you agree with me. Don't stop at two children. Two means you are fruitful. God says, be fruitful, multiply. Multiplication begins with four. I forgive you, those of you that made the error of stopping at two and three, and you are past the age. I forgive you, but all of you that are still within the age, don't escape. Pastor, is it good to laugh before the Lord? Is it? Oh boy, laughter has started. Laughter has started. Pleasant surprises have started. Pleasant surprises have started. Pastor, watch it. You will see 50 something year old women. They will come to dedicate their children before this altar. Before this altar. Dead wombs must come alive. Dead womb must come alive. Dead womb must come alive. He makes the barren to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. I declare, become joyful mothers. Joyful mothers. Joyful mothers. Every man here, if any part of your reproductive organ have been tampered with, receive life. Receive life. Receive life. Receive life. I speak the word of endless life into your body. Receive life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Category 3. You're supposed to have been married. And you're not. People of your age have had the children that they wanted. But you are still alone. But a quick walk will the Lord do. And he will cut it short in righteousness. Quick walk. Quick walk. Quick walk. Quick walk. The shout of joy shall fill this tabernacle. The shout of brides and bridegrooms shall fill this tabernacle. Pastor, get ready. One Saturday, 7 weddings. One Saturday, 10 weddings. One Saturday, 20 weddings. Come in now, give the Lord a shout of joy. Shout of joy. Shout. Shout. Category 4. Category 4. Those of you that are old enough to be a grandparent. And for one reason or the other, that's your child that should give you your grandchildren. Something has delayed. You can stand in the gap and lift your voice to God. And say this prophetic word of glory, that you are sending anointed children that will play critical roles in your end time agenda. Count me worthy. I receive this for my son or for my daughter. Somebody say amen. Amen. And category 5, you can stand for a friend. You can stand for somebody. You can say, Lord, remember my friend Jeanette. She has been trusting you for children. You are God Almighty. You are a rewarder of those that diligently seek you. I stand in the gap for this, my friend. And I receive the gift of life, of babies, of children. Lord, you will defy the words of medical personnel and show yourself strong in behalf of my friend. The Lord of hosts is in our midst. He confirmed the word of his servants and performed the counsel of his messengers. He's the God of the prophets. Known unto him are all his works of old. I want you to stand on your feet wherever you are. We're going to worship the Lord. Let's sing a beautiful hallelujah worship to the Lord. And as we create a throne for our God to reign in our midst, we will reach out to him, telling him we believe his word. We believe his word. My friend, time will tell about the significance of tonight's meeting to the end time agenda of God. Time always tells. Time always tells between a true prophecy and a made up word of men that was made to look like a prophecy. The portals of heaven are open. A great host of anointed children that are going to play critical roles in God's end time agenda are being released. The next 3 years are critical for their release. 2023, 2024, 2025. Reach out to heaven and let's worship him. Let's sing that hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis 21. Hear the word of the Lord, the surest word of prophecy. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Verse 2. Hear the word of the Lord. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time which God has spoken to him. All the house of Wabek, all the family of Wabek, all over the world, wherever you are, for the next 3 minutes, I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost vigorously. Vigorously, like the shooting of a machine gun, just pray. Mari poko de keto kuba kaya, mapari moko de keto kore kete bogoni, shendre moko de kaba, mari be koto kore kete, bebo bebo soto liare bogoni, mapra makabo bogoni, mikle bogoni kete bogoni, poli bogoni ka, romba bogoni, mari bele bogoni. Oh,
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Visit spiritnerds.org to download more MP3 sermons of your favorite preachers. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com.